Thank you, Anita, and thanks to God for this opportunity. We are grateful for participating to be part of this your discussion. Okay, Anita, like you rightly said, every came into this picture at a certain point in time when its attention was drawn by the police. I think following somebody's complaint to the police. I want to categorically state before I continue with anything that FDA as an institution, regulatory institution, does not for any reason jeopardize the health and safety of anybody in this country, especially children, the students and school children for that matter. FDA will not charge away for handling or safe products the way it should be handled. We have done this severally. Products wise concerning coming from outside this country. We've dealt with them severally when they are not in good condition. We've destroyed them. Not too long ago, FDA, we reported an incident in one of the northern regions in this country. A school was selling products that were not fit for human consumption. We've dealt with it. We've stopped them from doing that. So FDA will not shy away from dealing with non-conforming products.
So what happened in this case? Yeah. Clearly, they were caught repackaging, amongst others. Exactly. Let's get to it.
A lot has been said, and we need to clarify this point. As an institution, as a regulator, with international reach, we will not do anything to jeopardize the health and safety of anybody in this country. Like I said, we have this information. So FDA went in with the police and realized that in a certain facility, on license and unknown to the FDA, someone was ripped back again rice. The first thing to do was to stop that process. So what we did was, like the information that was just put out, we sanctioned them on 3 points. One, the facility is not licensed for rebagging of rice. Two, FDA has not given permission for that activity to be conducted. And thirdly, that process was supervised. So FDA is that based on this, the rice, the date on the rice as was seen on that day, shows that the best before date had expired. So what do you do? The first action to take is that we recommend that the product should be safely disposed of.
And did that happen?
Come again?
Did that happen?
If you allow me to continue, I'm saying that was the first recommendation that was made. That, look, this is the best before date had expired. So the first recommendation was that the product should be safely disposed of.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what we need to explain to everybody is that when you see a best before date on food, what does it mean? When you see an expired date on a product, what does it mean? There are two different things. They mean two different things. Expired products means that the product safety cannot be guaranteed after that date. Best before date says that the product safety is not in doubt, but the qualities of the product can be.
But there's a duration. But there's a duration for that. It doesn't go beyond now. They were asking for an extension of up to a year, and they got an extension up to April.
Are you ready to allow the people of this country to listen to FDA?
But we need to ask questions, sir. We don't have the whole time.
So allow me to explain the issues. I'm giving you 2 dates. I'm saying that expiring dates means that the product safety is no longer guaranteed after that date.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a best before date, there are 2 issues. The issue of safety is not said that it is no longer safe after that. What is not good at that time is whether the qualities of the product can still be allowed. Quality in terms of taste, color, texture, etc. That is the reason why when the producer applied for the extension of the best before date, it has to be looked at. So 3 things were done. The laboratories that were accredited were allowed to do this test. One in India, one in Ghana, Center for Scientific Research, the CSIR, the food research did it, and then they did a confirmatory test to ensure that the qualities of that product are still intact and can be tested. It is on the basis of that. The first reaction I'm saying that when FDA, when the date had passed, so the first step you have to take to protect that product is recommend that it should be safely disposed of. But again, when the producer applied for the extension, which is internationally accepted, we looked at the qualities of the product. And so those 3 laboratory tests tell us that the product's qualities can still be used. The product can be used based on the qualities that have been tested in the 3 laboratories. And based on that, the best before date was extended to April, not to December, as the manufacturer requested.
many months? By how many months did they extend it?
From December to April.
Mm.
But not to the December 2024 when the producer requested for.
And it was still safe.
After December 2024, mm-hmm. we need to produce further evidence on that. We can, based on the report that we have from the three labs, can extend the product's best before date